他们。
阿们，请坐。
Please be seated。
我们一同大家，大家一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Once again, turn to Romans chapter 12。
罗马书第二第十二章，我们再念第三节。
Romans chapter 12, read verse number 3 together。
我读第十二章第一、第二节，你们一同开声读第三节。
Pastor will read chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, and we together will read chapter verse 3。
所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我
凭着所赐我的恩，
对你们个人说，
不要看自己过于所当看的，
要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小，
看得合乎中道。
请用英文念第三节。
Verse number three.For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
我们已经用几次的时间思想了关于第三节的事情。
We have spent a few sessions pondering on this verse number three.
当十二章一开始提到活祭不是死祭的时候
At the very beginning of chapter 2 it's about living sacrifices
圣灵已经预备保罗的心告诉这些收信的人
The Holy Spirit has prepared the heart of the recipients of this letter
每一个基督徒的新生命是被神所用的
That for every Christian our new life is to be used by God
而那祭坛上的死祭不久以后就要结束了
And that death sacrifices on the altars will now end
真正的死祭是耶稣基督在十字架上被上帝所悦纳。
The true death sacrifice is that Christ Jesus was crucified on the cross and accepted by God.
第一个活祭是基督从死里复活，成为复活出处的活子。
And also the first living sacrifice is Christ Jesus who resurrected from death.
罗马书写成之后不久，我们看见提多将军攻陷耶路撒冷，从此。献祭的事就没有了。
After the epistle of Romans had been completed, we see the general Titus conquer and destroy the whole Jerusalem.
直到今天，以色列人只有拉比的侍奉，没有祭司的侍奉。
So that at the time there was no more sacrifice, until today there's the service of a rabbi, not the priest.
那么从亚伦一直到这个提多将军攻陷耶路撒冷，那些的祭物就不能延续下去。
So from the time of Aaron until the time when the general Titus destroyed Jerusalem, the death sacrifice is no more.
所以，基督才是真正进入天上圣所的大祭司，用他自己的肉，用他自己的血，成为那真正永有的祭。拥有的祭品
So Christ Jesus is the true high priest that offer himself in the heaven as a living sacrifice to God
基督徒因与主同死因为与主同复活所以我们就获作成为一个祭物献在上帝的面前
And the Christian we die together with Christ we resurrect together with Christ and become a living sacrifice to the Lord
那么神对祭物的要求是要健壮的没有残疾的
And the demand of sacrifice from the Lord is that it is without blemish.
所以，如果一个基督徒自己不健全的心理，没有办法成为侍奉见证上帝的人。
So a Christian who is not healthy with his heart cannot truly be the testifier of God.
那么，基督徒的价值是谁定的呢
？So the value of a Christian who fixed that
是神给我们透过基督的救赎。把我们的价值重定起来。
It is God through the salvation of Christ Jesus that we establish our value.
所以你们是重价买回。
So you are redeemed with a high price.
要在你们的身上荣耀上。
So that upon you, God will be glorified.
那基督徒自己不知道自己多尊贵吗
？So if a Christian do not know how honor he is,
如果神看我们这么尊贵，甚至只有借助他圣子耶稣的宝血，我们才能被救赎回来。
If God sees us to be so honored, so that only through His own son that we can be redeemed.
而我们自己竟然 不知道自己的价值，随便荒废，随便浪费我们所领受的恩典。
And we ourselves do not know the value of ourselves, and we wasted all this grace of God.
神是为我们心中很痛苦。
So God actually feels sorrowful in His heart.
相反的，当基督徒以为自己是神所拯救的人，就妄自骄傲自大。 来轻看上帝的恩典，来藐视其他的神的儿女的时候。
In the reverse, if Christians deem that we are saved by God, so honor and we despise others and also despise the grace of God,
圣灵在我们内心中间继续不断为我们的伤心难过。
So the Holy Spirit continues to grieve in his heart.
所以许多福音派的人谈到我们要得救、得救、传福音、离人归主、做礼拜、奉献、金钱就完了。
So when the evangelical talks about we must preach, bring people to Christ, come and worship, and that's the end.
甚至有许多的灵恩派的人，他们不再持守这个福音的完整性。
Even some of these charismatic do not keep the wholesomeness of the evangelism.
他们用神迹奇事代替福音的完整性。
They use the signs and wonders to substitute the completeness of the gospel.
天主教用其他的圣徒放在中保的地位，损害了基督独一中保的这个绝对性。
And the Catholic put the other saint as a mediator and also destroyed the sole mediatorship of Christ Jesus.
所以这样的我们看见福音受了各方面误解圣经所带来的威胁。
So we see that this gospel has been threatened by the misinterpretation of the Bible.
所以现在很多人以为只要叫人到教会来，你已经信主了，好了，就等上天堂，就没有进步的栽培信徒怎样看待神、看待自己、看待圣徒的价值以在世界的责任。
So many of the churches may also think that to bring people to Christ and the church, and that's good enough, waiting for us to be lifted into the heaven without giving them training and equipping.
所以第三节是基督教这个心理学，健壮心理、健全健康的心理很重要的一件事情。
So this third verse is very important, a verse for us Christians to a very healthy psychology.
基督徒怎样看自己？
How do you deem at ourselves as Christians?
基督徒怎样估计自己的？
As Christians, how do you estimate yourself?
我们应当站在怎样的立场，用哪样的角度同价值观来评定自己的位分？
As Christians, what grounds do we stand and also what perspective we look at ourselves to evaluate ourselves?
因为从圣经的总原则来说，罪恶不是行为的问题。
Because from the biblical principle, sin is not just only conduct.
罪恶最重要的总原则就是离开本位。
And also sin, the most important thing is that we're fallen from our own position.
当你看自己过于所单看的时候，就是骄傲。
When you look at someone more highly than you, or then you're proud.
你看自己低于所刚看的时候，就是自卑。
When you look at yourself or lower than you ought to, then you have an inferior complex.
我三次以前对大家，自卑的本身是骄傲的产品。
And also this self inferior complex actually is a product of pride.
就是把自己当作应当那么高，既然没有达到理想中间要高到高的地方，所以自己就与人相比产生了自卑。
So you should actually stand in that position, but yet you give them a say, you're not standing in that position of your ambition, and you feel the inferior.
所以在神眼中，自卑的人也是骄傲的。
So in the sight of God, those who feel inferior also are proud.
这是世俗的心理学没有办法看出来。
This is something secular psychology cannot view.
因为神创造人，所以神最知道人的弱点，人的毛病在。
Because God created man and He knows our weaknesses.
这就是为什么这些圣经只有说不要看自己过于所当看的。保罗没有再说不要看自己低于所当。
And that's why this verse Paul only tells us do not deem ourselves too highly than we ought to, but not the other way down. Don't deem ourselves too lowly than we ought to.
换一句话说，基督徒应当学习谦卑的生活。
In other words, Christians should learn to be humble.
奥古斯丁说，基督徒的美德只有三件事：第一，谦卑；第二，谦卑；第三，谦卑。
Augustine said that there are three kinds of virtue for a Christian: humility, humility, and humility.
但是谦卑的定义到底是什么？
But what's the definition of humility?
所以这就是今天的重点。
And that is the point for tonight.
下个礼拜我们要结束这一节的讲解。
So next week we're going to conclude this verse.
今天专讲谦卑到底是什么？
So we're going to talk about what is humility tonight.
我先讲谦卑不是什么。
I would first say that what is not humility.
那么再讲谦卑是什么？
Then possibly I'll say what is humility.
如果有个人对你说的某某人很谦卑，
if a person will tell you so and so is so humble,
那么你记得这句话，
then you remember this thing.
你就问他说，根据你告诉我，到底你为什么说他很谦卑？
And then you ask him according to you, why do you say that he's humble?
因为他每次见到人都是就是向前一直摇一直摇。
Because every time when I see people, he'll bow his head, bow his head, nod his head.
所以这是普通观念中间谦卑跟体态的建立。
See, this is ordinary view whereby we tie together humility and our posture.
用现象去看一个人。
So using a phenomenon, we judge a person.
这是违背了圣经的原则。
So this contradicts the biblical principle.
耶稣说不可以用外貌待人。
Jesus says not deem others outwardly.
外貌看起来很谦卑的人可能里面骄傲的不得了。
He who looks humble outwardly may be very proud inside.
所以你再问另外一个人。
So you ask another person.
你为什么说那个人很谦卑呢？
Why then you say that person is humble?
因为那个人常常说我不能，我不能，我不配，我不配，所以他很谦卑。
Because that person many times say I cannot do it, I cannot do it, and that's why he's humble.
一个常常自己宣布不能不配的人是谦卑吗？
A one who often declares that he cannot do it, is he humble?
可能是最懒惰，什么都不要做的人。
Maybe he's the most lazy person.
因为他不要做，所以他我不能，我不能就吵架。
Because he doesn't want to do anything, and that's why he says, "I cannot do this, I cannot do that."
这不等于就是谦卑。
So this is not equivalent to humility.
第三样。
The third.
你说这个人很谦卑。
This man is humble, you say.
那你说这个谦卑的定义是什么呢？
What's the definition of humility?
因为这个人很谦卑，所以他常常。就是那顺服别人，你问你讲什么？是的，是的，是的，这个叫谦卑。
This person is humble because he listens to what everybody says and says yes, yes, yes.
这个是奴才相，不是谦卑。
This is a slave, not a humility.
Slave attitude,
slave attitude,
slave mentality. So he always say yes, yes man mentality.
He's a yes man mentality.
所以这种的人呢，变成妥协的人。
So he's the one who compromises.
他应当反对的，他不敢反对。
What actually he should oppose, but he dare not oppose.
应当分辨的，他不分辨。
What he dare has to discern, he never discern.
抵抗的，他不抵抗。
What he got to go against, he never go against.
你只要试试试试试试。
You always say,
这个是谦卑吗？
Is he humility?
这不是谦卑。
No.
还有一种人呢。
Look as if it's human, humble.
总是虚假的。
But it's a hypocrite.
所以这四样的谦卑不是真正的谦卑。
So this four kind of humility is not true humility.
中国人自己批评中国的文化一句话。
The Chinese criticize their own culture with this statement.
礼多比什么？大。
If you have so much decorum, actually you are very quick.
太多礼的人一定是诡诈的。
If you are too much man, actually you are very wicked.
因为你不知道他真正的意思。
Because you cannot fathom what his true mind is.
很有礼节的，很有礼貌的。
He has a much of decorum.
所以这样我们不能受文化的玷污，以至于产生错误的谦卑感。
So we shouldn't be polluted by this culture and this wrong sense of humility.
你注意中文跟英文有一个很不同的地方。
You see, in Chinese and English, there's a difference here.
如果一个人对你说，
if a person were to tell you,
这个杯子真是不好。
This glass is not good.
中国人怎么回答呢？
How would Chinese say?
是的，是的。
Oh, yes, yes.
是的。
Yes, yes.
那如果一个英国人对你说，
if a Briton would tell you,
this glass is not good.
这个杯不好。
你是不是 yes, yes?
Would you say yes, yes?
你要说 no, no.
You say no, no.
因为你的 agreement 是用 no 才赞成他的 no good.
Because you agree with a no to say that it's no.
中国人是用是来说他讲的是对的。
The Chinese will use a yes to agree with a yes.
所以说 that is not good.
那个不好。
中国人说 yes, yes, that's not good.
And the Chinese say yes, yes.
英国人说 no, no, that's not good.
And the 英国人说 no, no.
所以中国人就礼仪之邦。
So the Chinese is the country of decorum.
所以无论什么都是 yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Everything they say yes, yes.
真正的谦卑是什么呢？
What is true humility?
今天要给大家很重要的一些定义。
So I want to give some important definition.
第一个谦卑的定义是什么？
The first definition of humility
就是永不自禁的对真理的追求。
Unceasingly you want to search for the truth.
Unceasing pursuit of the truth.
And seeking pursuit of truth.
这是谦卑的第一个定义。
This is the first definition of humility.
你饥渴慕义。
You desire for righteousness.
愿意认识真理。
You want to know the truth.
所以你如饥如渴的要认识神跟他的真理。
So we hunger and thirst for the truth of God.
永不止息的。
Unceasingly.
一直感到饥渴。
Unceasingly you feel hunger.
一直追求。
You want to pursue.
当你学问比别人多的时候。
When your knowledge more than others.
你不是因为看别人比你少就以为自己多。
You wouldn't feel that because others lack less knowledge than you do, you find you're more than you do.
你看神的无限永远看自己少。
But indefinitely you see that you're in lacking.
这是谦卑的第一个定义。
That's the first definition of humility.
永无止息追求真理。
Unceasing pursuit of truth.
大家说一二三。
永无止息
追求真理。所以如果有一个孩子
If a small kid,
他一直问，一直问
，continue to ask and ask，
而且每次你跟他答案，他再问
，and every time we get an answer， you ask again，
你不要生气
，don't get angry，
只有笨老师才生气，一直发问的学生
，only a foolish teacher will get angry with a boy who keep on asking。
如果这个学生的发问是出于谦卑，要明白真理，啊，老师不能答。你只能发现你不够资格做他的老师，就是。
If a student asks with humility, wanting truly to know, and you cannot answer, you only can say you are not qualified to be his teacher.
除非这个孩子发问是无理取闹，是故意攻击老师，你才可以对他有一些境界。但是呢，你要分辨这两样。否则你不懂什么叫信
任。Unless this student asks without a good foundation, then only you must take discernment.
如果一个人继续不断感到自己不够
，If a person continues to feel that he is lacking,
这个人是谦卑的。
He is a true humble man.
那用这个角度，用这个定义去看人的时候
，From this perspective, with this definition, if you were to view man,
你的做人的原则就改变了。
So your principle of being a man.
那保罗在这种状况中间
，Paul in this circumstance
曾经讲过什么话呢
？What have he said？
他说：“我不以为我已经得着。
”I do not feel that I've attained.
我不认为我已经完全了。
I don't think that I'm a perfect.
我乃是向着标杆直跑。
But to the goal, I continue to press forward.
要得着上帝从上边召我来所得的。
So that I acquire God, what has called me to acquire?
这是很伟大的话。
This is a great statement.
所以保罗是看标杆，不是靠旁边。
Paul is looking at the goal, but not the surroundings.
我们已经提过了，保罗提到有两种错误的衡量。
Paul has mentioned two different wrong estimation.
我们不像那些人。
We're not like them.
他们用别人比较自己。
They use others compared to themselves.
他们用自己比较自己。
Or they use themselves to compare to themselves.
Self-esteem through self-standard.
借着自己来衡量自己。
Self-esteem through others' standard.
或是借着别人的标准来衡量自己。
完全是错误的。
It's wrong.
所以基督徒认识自己。
So as a Christian, for us to know ourselves,
不是像苏格拉底所讲的，没有给我们方法。
Not like Socrates, he doesn't give a method.
苏格拉底最伟大的哲学方法是 Nosi Seauton.
And the Socrates has a great principle in his philosophy.
Know yourself.
To know yourself.
但是苏格拉底从来没有告诉我们要用什么办法人才能真正认识他的自己。
But Socrates never tell us using what method we can know ourselves.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says,
透过基督做标杆，你来看自己。
Through Christ Jesus as a goal, you want to view yourself.
你永远不会因为你有所成就而骄傲。
Forever, you want to be proud because you have certain achievement.
因为夸口的要指着主夸。
Because if you want to boast, you want to point to God and boast.
你指着主的时候。
But when you point to God,
你发现自己毫无可夸。
You find that you are nothing to boast.
所以一个以基督为标杆的人对自己的认识一定是不会错误的。
A one who used Christ Jesus as goal will never go wrong in his own self-estimation.
保罗说我是向着标杆子跑。
Paul says that I run forward towards the goal.
是为可以得着主从上面召我来所得的奖赏。
So that I can acquire God. God call me from heaven to acquire.
一比这个标杆的话。
So when I compare to this goal,
我永远没有感到自己已经得着。
Forever I will not feel that I've acquired something.
永远不感到自己完全。
Forever, I will not feel I'm perfect.
那你说呢？这样保罗就承认自己是不完全了。
Then does it mean that Paul acknowledges he's not perfect?
但是保罗接下去在哥罗西三章十五十六节他怎么讲
？But then in Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 and 16, what did Paul say?
我们中间的完全人都要有这样的心思。
And he who is perfect among us might have this mindset.
我这句话更吸引人。
So this more attractive than.
意思就是说，完全人的心智就是常常自己认为自己不完全。
Means the mentality of one who is perfect will feel that he's imperfect.
那么完全人到底是完全不完全呢
？So the perfect person are they perfect or not?
这个叫做 paradox.
This is a paradox.
Paradox 不是相对
，paradox not contradicting.
Paradox 不是矛盾
，it is not conflicting.
Paradox 不是冲突
，paradox is not conflicting.
Paradox 是好像矛盾，却是调和。
It looks as if contradicting, but actually is in harmony.
Phenomenon. 这个 phenomenon vice it looks like contradictory.
现象来看呢，它是相违背的。
Essence wise, it is harmonious.
本质来说，它是协调的。
所以保罗讲的话，这个反合性你明白的时候
，So you understand this paradox of Paul,
你就看见做基督徒很不简单。
Then it is not easy to be Christian.
比如说
，For instance,
我一点不在最大的使徒的下面。
I'm not even the least among the greatest apostles.
另外一方面
，On the other hand,
我比最小使徒还小。
To the least apostle, I'm even the most little compared to them.
你看见了没有？
So you see,
所以他里面知道他的位分在哪里。
So he inside he know where he stands.
他一点也不在最大使徒之下，表示他的成就已经登峰造极。
He's not lower than any great apostle, which means his achievement is so high.
但他是谦卑告诉他，他比最小的使徒还更小。
But then because he's so humble, he knows that he's even more little than the least apostle.
这就是基督徒。心里面的一种反合性
That's kind of paradox within the Christian
所以保罗说我不认为自己是完全
Paul said I do not feel that I'm perfect
我不认为自己已经得住了
I don't feel that I attained
那么你问他得住了没有呢
Have you attained?
他说已经得住了基督把万事当作粪土
I attained Christ Jesus and deemed everything as dung
那么得住了基督就已经得住了吗
So when you acquire Christ Jesus doesn't mean that you acquire everything? No
因为基督的丰盛比我所经历的还更大更大大的无限无量没有办法完全得住
Because the riches of Christ Jesus is greater than what I experienced.
所以得着基督是我位分的改变。
So when I acquire Christ Jesus, it changed my position and my standing.
那永恒无限的基督我还没有完全明白，那是分量的这个不及。
But for the eternal Christ, I have not fully understand him, and that's quantitatively speaking.
这个 paradox 是使他继续不断可以进步的一个动力。
And because of that paradox, it moves him to progress and progress.
那个你说常牧师在解释清楚一点。
Can you interpret even clearer?
尽你所能
，do the very best.
人赶不住
，and you still feel that you are inadequate.
这个叫做谦卑
，and that's called humility.
尽我所能
，when you have done your very best.
人赶不住
，you still feel that you are not done enough.
大家说一二三，尽我所能。人感
不足，
这个叫做谦卑。
That's called humility.
那骄傲是什么呢
？What is pride?
不尽力而为
，You have not done your best.
却常常感到比别人了不起。
But you feel that you're better than others.
这就是你我灵性失败的地方。
And that is the failure of you and I in our spirituality.
我们懒惰
，We are lazy.
我们因循怠惰，推卸责任，没有。在神面前负起当的担
And we are lazy, we never do our responsibility before the Lord.
但是我们一比，我们比别人更好，我们马上就骄傲起来。
When we compare with others, we feel that better than others, and we feel proud.
这不是谦卑
That's not humility.
所以我再讲
One more time.
谦卑是对真理永无止息的追求
The first step humility is the unceasing pursuit of truth.
谦卑是尽力而为永远感到自己不够
Humility is you have done your very best and still feel you are inadequate
谦卑的第一个定义
And that's the first definition of humility
今天这一篇你明白了
Tonight if you understand this
那么许多世界上所讲的谦卑的事情你就看见了在圣经的光照之下其实还是很不够
Many of the secular talk of humility under the illumination of the Bible still feel that it's not sufficient
第二样
The second
谦卑是在圣灵的光照下
Humility is under illumination of the Holy Spirit.
经常发现自己的缺乏
Oftentimes you find that you are inadequate.
那这样的就是你要继续不断顺从圣灵的引导
Which means you want to continue to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
一个新造的人
A new creation.
一个献上作为活祭的人
A one who has offered himself as a living sacrifice.
哈电何为上帝善良纯情科学之意的人
He will test and approve for what is the good and pleasing will of God
一面观察一面试验
He observe and examine
Observe and examine 两样都要做
So he want to do two things
那么观察什么呢
What do we search
我靠着神的光照观察自己
By the illumination of God, I want to search myself.
靠着圣灵的引导，我看奇妙的圣手怎么带领。
By the guidance of Holy Spirit, I want to see how He wonderfully guide me.
你知道一些呢新的原则，你要这样去试验，才证实这是出于神，不是出于。
So when you find some new principle, you want to test it whether it comes from God or not.
所以保罗说你要深思明辨。
And that's why Paul said you must think deep and discern well.
今天基督教有一个假树。
And tonight, today there is a fake kind of spirituality phenomena.
就是谈圣灵的时候不谈思想。
So when you talk about Holy Spirit, you talk about thinking.
谈圣灵引导的时候就要你绝对顺服，没有差异。
So when you talk about the guidance of Holy Spirit, absolutely they want you to be obedient without discernment.
许多灵恩派的极端人士只注重他们的感受、他们的经历、他们的梦，没有把他们放在圣经真理光教之下、光照之下去认出是出于神，不是出于神。
So many are extreme charismatic. They only talk about experiences and vision and dreams, never put it and healing, never put it under the test and also illumination of the Holy Spirit.
这是很主观的。
This is very subjective.
而且许多时候是从圣经的正轨走出去。
And many times they be derailed from the real path.
所以归正运动一定要把圣灵的引导跟圣经的教导原则相配起来。
So the Reformed theology want to put the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the Bible together.
我的感受不能代替圣经。
My feeling cannot substitute the place of the Holy Spirit.
我的经历不能代替圣经。
My experiences cannot be lower than the Bible.
我不可利用圣经来配合我的经历。
I cannot utilize the Bible to come and agree with my experience.
我的经历在圣经的引导之下受批判。
But rather my experiences under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and also the biblical to be critical of it.
思想受圣灵光照活用起来。
And my thinking being illuminated and become lively.
真正圣灵的工作。
A true work of the Holy Spirit.
不是抹杀思想。
Not to commit suicide with the thinking.
光照思想。
But to illuminate thinking.
正常化思想。
And also to normalize our thinking function.
真理引导思想。
And also the truth will guide our thinking.
把思想带回上帝的道。
So the thinking will brought back to the word of God.
你用上帝的话深思明辨以后。
So when you use the word of God to think deep and discern well,
查验是不是上帝的。
And to test and prove whether it's the will of God or not.
所以一个在圣灵引导之下奉献做活祭的人。
So one who is guided by Holy Spirit, and also offer himself as a living sacrifice.
他能够心意更新变化。
So his mind is renewed continually.
上帝的道一直在光照他，一直在引导。
So the word of God continues to illuminate and guide him.
所以他的圣灵引导之下
So under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
继续不断发现自己不足的地方。
Continue he finds his inadequacy.
不是因为跟人比较啊，我不够。
Not because he compare with others, he finds he is inadequate.
如果你自己以主观的自私跟人比较，感到自己不够，借机就是妒忌。
If subjectively and selfishly compare with others, find he inadequate, then you will also be envious of others.
You become jealous.
Jealous and envious.
但如果呢，你是靠着圣灵引导发现自己的不足，你不是妒忌，你是追求。
But with the guidance and illumination of Holy Spirit, then you find that inadequate, then you will not be jealous, but you press forward.
你分辨不分辨现在分辨出来
了。So do you make a difference now?
为什么看见别人比你好，你就妒忌？
Why say we see others better than us, we do jealous?
你透过主观的下载，透过自私的动机去跟人比较。
Because through subjectivity and also through selfishness, you want to compare yourself to others.
但当圣灵一光照你，
But when Holy Spirit illuminates you,
你看见自己不够，
you find that inadequate.
你回到上帝面前，
you come back to God.
主你是丰盛。
God, you are a God of richness.
你是爱我的。
You are the one who loves me.
你要用你的真理栽培教导成全我的。
Use your truth to teach me and equip me and perfect me.
所以你不需要妒忌。
So you don't have to be jealous.
你需要的是追求。
What you need to pursue.
这样在圣灵光照之下继续不断揪自己的不足，这种人叫做谦卑。
Then with illumination of the Holy Spirit, continually you find it inadequate. That is the man of humility.
这是第二样。
That's the second.
第三样。
The third.
谦卑是什么呢？
What is humility?
继续不断发现上帝的恩典在别人身上所显出来比你更高的好处。
And continue to want to discover the grace that God has given upon others, which is better than you do.
不但救赎之恩，
not only the grace of salvation,
圣灵给人侍奉的恩赐，
and also the gift of services given by the Holy Spirit,
还有普遍之恩，
and the common grace,
先知、聪明、才干、经验等等。
Whether it's the inborn intelligence and talents,
当你看见别人比你更有经验，
when you see the other more experienced than you do,
别人比你更有才干的时候，
and more talented than you do.
你如果真心献作活祭，
If you truly offer yourself as a living sacrifice，
你是要侍奉上帝，
You want to serve God，
那就你在别人的身上，别人的好处上，看见上帝给他的恩 不是看见他比你好给你的威胁。
So upon others' goodness, you see the grace upon them and not to be a threat to you.
常常看见别人的好处。
Many times you see good in people.
心中保持喜乐的。
And you still feel joyful.
这是谦卑。
That's humble.
看见别人的好处就哭得半死的。
When you see others are good, you feel sad.
这个人是灵性有病的。
Then you are sick in the spirituality.
你从这里很容易分辨出来。先审查你自己的灵性到底健康。
So you want to first check whether you're healthy in a spirituality or not.
你看见别人的好处的时候
，When you see the goodness of others,
你的回应怎么样
？What's the response?
酸溜溜的。
You feel sour?
主啊，给他快快死掉。
God better him die fast.
免得我永远输给他，落在头。
So that I want to be behind him.
主啊，求主帮助我，不然我要自杀了。
Lord, help me if I commit suicide.
不对
，No, it's wrong.
看见别人的好处
，When you see others are good,
是你把荣耀归给上帝。
You, that's the time I want to give glory to God.
看见别人的好处
，When you see people's goodness,
更谦卑修行的时候
，All the more you are humble to learn more.
看见别人的好处
，When you see people's goodness,
是你不敢自满自足的时候
，So you dare not feel self content.
所以腓立比书第二章告诉我们。看别人过于自己，看别人比自己更强。
You must look at others better than you do.
每一次看到别人的好处，别人的好处，别人的怕，别人的好处。
So every time we see people's goodness, people's goodness, people's goodness,
就想象有一天我学完了，这个好处到我这里了，那个的好处到我这里，他们的好处我都有了。
Then you are thinking one day if I learn more, his goodness become my goodness.
你觉得原有的不够，加上个人的好处加在你身上，那你就更。完美了。
So in your own self inequities, you want to add to yourself other's goodness. When you're more perfect.
从前有一个学生。
In the past, I was a student.
他12岁的时候。
When he was 12,
也就坐在我的旁边。
One day, he was sitting just beside me.
前面一辆车。
And there was a car in front.
很难看。
A very ugly car.
他说：“老师，老师，这个车这么难看。
”He said, "DJ, that's a very ugly car."
这个车送给我都不要。
Even given to me, I don't want it.
小孩子讲这话
，You know a small boy will talk like that.
送给我都不要，因
为很难看。Even if you give me, I don't want because it's ugly car.
你怎么回答他
？How will you respond?
我问你，你怎么回答的？
就真的送给他吗？
就送给他。我说他连 put in this screw 给你，他都不要给你。
I said why he doesn't even want to give a screw of that car to you.
虽然那个车很难看。叫那个车的主人把一粒螺丝脱下来给你，他都不要给你。
Even though that car is very ugly, you ask the owner of that car to give a screw, he won't give it to you.
你这么骄傲
，You're so proud.
送给你都不要。
And even to give to you, you don't want.
你以为人家送给你
？You think people want to give to you?
一粒 screw 都不送给你。
Not even a screw to give to you.
他说。是啊，对对。
Oh, yes, you see.
这是帮助他学习谦卑。
So this is teach him to be humble.
另外一个学生
，another student.
他说我在高中读书的时候
，He said when I studied in high school.
每个礼拜有九个课程。
Every week there are five classes.
英文、中文、数学、化学、代数、物理三就好几种课程。
Whether it's chemistry, whether algebra, whether Chinese or English.
他说呢，但是我知道
，But I know.
英文老师呢，只有英文比我好，其他八种都比我不好。
The English teacher, other than English, is better than I do. All other subjects, he is worse than I do.
几何老师只有几何比我好，英文比我差。
For the teacher of geometry, he is better than me. Only in geometry, English is worse than I do.
历史老师历史比我好，别的也比我差。
The teacher of history is only better than me in history. Other subjects, he is worse than I do.
我对九个老师，个个我胜八种，输一种。
So to the all the nine teachers, I win them, I lose them only one, I win them eight.
那你怎么回答
？So how we respond to him?
你怎么回答？我很不喜欢呢，青年人错误的观念产生的骄傲。
I don't like young people with wrong concept that produces a pride.
我对他说，你胜八种，输一种。
So you win in all eight areas but lose one.
九个老师每一个都。胜一种输你八种。
So for the nine teachers, they win you only one, but lose eight to you.
很可惜，结果是你是做他们的老学生，他们没有一个要做你的学生。
But very pitiful, you are their student, and none of them want to be your student.
你要承认你是学生。
So you must acknowledge you're just a student.
因为当一个人把自己的好处夸起来，看不起别人的强处的时候，
所以
他就骄傲了。
If a person would boast about his own goodness, he despises others, he becomes proud.
上帝最知道人堕落以后。可能产生的罪是什么
？God know that after we have fallen, what kind of sins will come?
所以圣经没有说你要看自己比别人强，从来没有讲。
And that's why the Bible never says that demons are better than others.
所以基督徒应当建立正常的自信心
，even though you must establish self confidence.
但是圣经告诉我们 不要看自己比别人强。
But the Bible says do not deem yourself better than others.
你总要看别人的长处。
But look at others with a talent.
谦卑学习。
Be humble and learn from them.
当每一个人的好处都加在你身上的时候
，When all the goodness of people are added to you，
你就像天使一样。
Then you'll be like an angel.
但如果你一天到晚跟这个人这个不好，那个人这个不好，这个人不好。每一个的坏处都加在你身上，你很像魔鬼。
But if you look at other things, no good, no good, no good, no good, you will be like a devil.
所以每一个基督徒
，So every Christian
在教会的团体里面
，In the church fellowship,
休息有一对常常看见别人好处的眼睛。
Learn to have a pair of eyes that look at the goodness of others.
不是常常看见别人的缺点。
Not to see people's iniquities.
有的人听到的时候
，Some people when they listen to the gospel,
整天道听不进去。
They never listen to the whole.
就是听见那个牧师讲错一句话
，Only one wrong statement by that pastor，
他表示他也很厉害
，To say that he's good，
他就对牧师说：“你刚才讲的这句我找到了。”
He said, Pastor, I found this statement that you said just now.
我是很想问他说，对的那些你也记得不记得呢
？But I want to ask him, have you remember all the right?
你只找到这一句错。
But you found this statement which is wrong.
结果你一直不断用这种态度，你怎么有受教的可能？怎么有谦卑的这个心态
？So with this kind of attitude, how can you be teachable? How can you be humble?
有一次的 D.L. Moody 讲到
，There was one D.L. Moody was preaching.
讲完了，有一个的 rhetoric 的这个 grammar 的专家来找他
，And one that There's a professor of rhetoric come to him.
But did you know that you make 28 mistakes?
你知道吗？刚才你犯了28个错误。
你讲到刚才有28次的 grammar 的错误。
28 grammatical mistakes you made just now.
如果您怎么回答
？How would you respond to that?
关你什么事
？What have you to do with you?
错就错，我又不是文学家。
Never mind, I'm wrong because I'm not a rhetoric.
可能有主的引导我错，我也不知道。
Maybe there's a guy that I've got that I'm wrong.
你怎么回答呢
？How would you respond to him?
莫迪对他说
，Moody said,
拍拍他的肩膀
，and slap on his arm.
I think my mistakes must be more than 28 times.
我想我的错误超过28次吧？
难道只有28次
？Only 28?
一定很多的。
Must be more than that.
后来他加一句话
，and he added one statement.
But I have done myself. What about you?
我已经做我尽我的能力，你怎么样呢？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
不要专看别人的缺点。
Do not just focus on others' mistakes.
大家说，一二三。
不要专看别人的缺点，
免得自己骄傲更像魔鬼。
Let's say you become proud like a led devil，
免得自己骄傲就更像魔鬼。你专修习别人的好处
，you will continue to learn from people's goodness，
自己就会谦卑，继续不断的成长。
Then become humble and continue to grow，
这是第三样。
That's the third。
第四样
，the fourth，
真正的谦卑
，true humility。
第四个定义是什么
？the fourth definition。
哎，你们等一下听完了，我要给你考书啊
！I'll test you after the。
你有没有写下来哈、
啊、？Have you written？
你们很好听啊，感谢主，感谢主，我要考你，叫你上来的。
I'll test you afterward。
第四个定义是
the fourth definition。
第四个定义是从罗马书第十二章以后要讲的，里面一节提出。
From Romans chapter 12 we're under pressure later on。
不提示哪
节 ？That's the first step。
就要扶救卑微的。
And also, you want to accommodate those who are weak.
Accommodate those who are lower, who are humble, who are poorer, who are weaker than you.
我们要扶救那些比较穷的，比较
扶救卑微的，
卑微的，
这叫做谦卑。
That's called humility.
谦卑不是眼睛只看上。不看下。
Humility doesn't mean that you only look up, don't look down.
如果一个人
If a person,
有钱人来他就摇尾巴
When the rich man come, they'll wag their tails
穷人来他就踢足球
When the poor man come, they'll kick
这个人是很卑鄙的人
He is very mean
这样的少年人慢慢长大
When this kind of young people grow
会变得目中无人
He'll very proud
又甘做奴才
And also he won't be slave
朝秦莫楚
And also he'll change his mind fast
没有立场的人
Without a position to stand
更伟大的人
，a one who is truly great，
一方面有自己的骨骼、自己的立场，
on,
绝对不妥协。
On one hand, he goes on stand without compromise.
第二，他
second
对比他更卑微的人，总是能够扶救，能够尊重。
To those who are lower than they do, they can accommodate, can respect.
我教会里面有个执事
，there is a deacon in my church，
是会众最爱的执事。
最爱最爱
最最爱戴他，最爱戴他，最尊重他。
The one to be very respected by people.
是 most respected.
Most respected.
大家看，这个人呢，他有个好处。
He said has a good point.
他如果到穷人家去的时候
，When he goes to poor，
他一定是穿 很普通的衣服。
He put on very common dresses.
他自己很有钱。
He's very rich.
但他知道今天的探访是几家穷人。
But he knows that he's going to visit a few poor homes.
他不会穿的太西装笔挺、绫罗绸缎，这样不会。
He never put on coat or silk.
免得一到那个家庭，那个人感到自己衣服破破烂烂，就自卑感就变得很大，有多么。
Less than when he visits that home, that person will feel inferior, and there's a gap.
当他到有钱人家的时候
，So when he goes to the rich person's house,
穿得很好
，You're pretty well.
他非常敏感别人怎样感受他的服饰
，So he's very sensitive to how people have feeling in his ministry.
他对我说
，He told me,
他们是有一次我到一个家去
，Reverend Tom was one I went to a home.
这个家的椅子啊是很破旧的。
And now the furniture there are very ragged.
你坐下去呢，很可能就整个屁股掉到洞里面。
Maybe you sit up on the chair, you collapse anytime.
我就靠到比较边的地方。
So I went to the side of the wall.
但是没有表现我的忧虑。
I did not show my worry.
当那个穷基督徒倒一杯茶给我的时候
，When he showed me a cup of water,
杯子是破的。
It's cracked.
上面是有破角的。
And there's a crack.
那怎么办呢
？What to do?
我不是用怒目瞪着就放下去。
I didn't just stare at it and put it down.
我当作没有看见。
As if I never know.
我把它拿起来。
I took it up.
喝的时候
，When I drink,
表示很欣赏这个茶是很香的。
I look as if I appreciate the tea is good.
所以这些态度呢
，This kind of attitude
使他跟穷人没有隔膜。
That there's no gap between him and the poor.
他对穷的
，To the poor,
很体贴。
He accommodated,
很了解
understand,
特别注意听他们讲他们的痛苦
and especially he paid attention to them telling them telling him his sorrow
所以他说当我探访穷人的时候
so when I visit the poor
I must be a good listener
我一定是好的聆听者
I try to show my sympathy
我要尝试的把我的悲悯心来显示出来
deeply understand what they talk
然后要尝试了解他们讲什么
deeply feel what they feel
然后感受他们所感受的
这样我依他们的感情就融洽就非常的好
So I can identify with the feeling.
我就把这件事情给他看。
So when I show him this verse,
你要扶救卑微的。
You must accommodate those who are lowly.
这是道成肉身的精神。
That is the spirit of incarnation.
耶稣基督在天上尊贵荣耀的地方。
Christ Jesus is so honor and also glory in heaven.
我们如果有到了那边
，If we let on go there,
我们才知道为什么主耶稣生在马槽。
Then we know how come he was born in a manger.
为什么他愿意来到人间？
How come he's willing to come to us?
不需要。
He doesn't need.
主不需要我。
He doesn't need us.
我需要。
But we need him.
我们今天侍奉的态度是不是？
Today what's the attitude of ministry?
你说谦卑。
You say you're humility.
就是随便跟人家妥协，不是。
You're gonna compromise with others.
谦卑是扶救卑微的。
But rather you accommodating others.
在印尼。爪哇中部有一个城市叫做 Magelang
in Magelang in Java
这个城市有一个长老会
there is a Presbyterian church there
在过去45年里面
in the past 45 years
从这个教会产生了74个牧师
and they produced 74 pastors
这很奇妙的一个教会
something was very amazing
上帝大大赐福他
God has blessed them
最近这十多年已经开始越来越少人
recent this decade they've less pastors
那么其中有一个牧师
now one of the pastors
平常很安静不讲话大家说他很骄傲很骄傲
in the early time he's very quiet people say they're proud
因为他以前的牧师
because the pastor prior to him
是到处对人家笑容对人家很和气
he's the one that smiled at everybody
但是他是内向的人
but he's very introvert
所以表示很古板
So he looks very stiff.
没有笑容
without smile.
大家都说不像从前的牧师，可是很骄傲的人。
People say it's not the former pastor is very proud.
很多人就怪他，就不亲近他，就批评他。
People blame him, criticize him.
有一天
，one day，
三个执事带他去医院看。
Three deacons accompany him to visit in the hospital.
有一个快要死的老人。
The person who is dying,
躺在床上
laying on the bed.
当这四个人进去的时候
when this poor person went inside,
突然间一进门不到二十秒钟
something less than 20 seconds when they enter.
这个老人就泻肚子，抽掉整个房间不能问
This poor man has a diarrhea and so bad smell.
就这个要呕吐了，就跑掉，全部跑。
So this deacon went to vomit and ran away.
但是那个年轻的牧师没有跑掉。
But the young pastor never ran away.
他就自己在里面替这个老人，这个泻肚子抽的半死老人，替他完全洗干净，替他换了裤子，替他 做好了床铺，弄得干干净净，才请那三个执事进来。
So he cleaned up this person and cleaned up the bed, and then he invited these three deacons to come back.
当他做完了
，After he has done that,
执事进去的时候
，When the deacon come in again,
很不好意思
，They feel ashamed.
这三个执事都是教会执事的子孙。
Because they've been digging the church for years.
原来修一个臭味就当不起就跑掉。
Just the bad smell and they run away.
这个年轻人是刚刚接替那个退休的老牧师不久。
But this young pastor just recently come to succeed that old pastor.
显出了这么大的忍耐爱心。
To show his patience and love.
所以他们从那天开始。
Since that day,
没有一个人在敢说他是骄傲的。
No one dared to criticize that he's proud.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
一个人谦卑不谦卑
a person whether he's humble or not,
不是看他的体态
not his posture,
看他心中对穷的、病的、苦的人有怎样的回应
but in his heart, how we respond to those who are poor and weak.
神不要我们只看上不看下
God doesn't want us to look only up without down.
我很不同意两种人
the two kind of people I never agree.
一种仗势欺人的小人
a one who through power despise others.
因为后面有靠山
because there is the one that support him at the back.
随便作威作福对付下面的人
so they become very proud.
第二种人
the second,
因为下面有支持
because their supporters down below
随意背叛主人的
so they go against their own master
这两种人都是小人
these two kind of people are no good men
我们不应当如此
we shouldn't be like that
对比我们好的
to those people who are better than us
尊重他
we respect them
对比我们差的
to those who are worse than us
我们体恤他
we want to support them
对比我们卑微的人
those who are lower than us
我们辅助他
We accommodate with them.
对那些不懂的人
To those who do not know,
慢慢耐心教育他
Slowly we patiently educate them.
这是谦卑
That's called humility.
谦卑有了这几个定义后
And with this kind of definition of humility,
加上一些重要原则
Added with some important principles.
一个真正谦卑的人
A one who is truly humble.
是一个继续不断把一切的荣耀对给主
There's the one who continues to glorify God in all things.
谦卑的人不夺取上帝的荣耀。
A one who is humble never snatches the glory of God.
谦卑的人不数算自己的功劳。
A one who is humble will not count his own merit.
谦卑的人不夸自己的成就。
He will not boast on his own achievements.
谦卑的人不彰显自己的才能。
A one who is humble will not show off his talent.
你有才能。
You have talent.
总有一天人会知道的。
Well, one day people will know.
但是不必逃名。
But you don't have to show it out.
也不必贪名
And don't have to greed for name and fame.
如果你有美名
If we have good virtue and name,
不必逃避
You don't have to run away from that.
不必贪虚假的名
But you don't have the greedy for this fake fame.
贪图虚名
But you for the fame glory that you
have. 骄傲的表现
Then it's an expression of your pride.
你要在众人面前彰显自己，夸耀自己的成就。是骄傲的表现。
If before people hear the boast of an achievement, that is expression of pride.
如果神要你成名
，If God wants you to be famous,
你感谢主。
You thank God.
如果你还没有机会成名
，If you don't have opportunity to be famous,
自己锋芒毕露，到处虚故弄虚显。
But you want to show off,
大可不必。
You don't have to do that.
但是当你看见神把一切的恩典给你的时候
，When you see that God has given all grace to you,
你要记得快快。把荣耀归回给主。
Quickly, you must glorify God.
我年轻的时候
，When I was young,
有很多人称赞我。
Other people praise me.
我被称赞到很舒服
，So I feel very comfortable.
所以呢，就表示哎，我真的不错。
So I feel I'm not too bad.
有一天晚上
，One night,
我跪下祷告的时候
，When I kneel down and pray,
圣灵责备我
，The Holy Spirit rebuked me.
你很危险。
You are very dangerous.
我给你恩赐
I give you talent.
人称赞你
People praise you.
你就享受那些称赞
So you enjoy those praises.
我不能再用你
I cannot use you anymore.
我怕得要命
I was so frightened.
我的主啊
I say Lord.
我放下所有为了要跟随
I renounce all things to follow you.
我撇下一切要被你用
I renounce all things to be used by you.
如果我撇下一切你又不用我就变成垃圾，变成粪土了。
If I given all things for you to use, you never use me. I'm like a rubbish.
求主可怜我。
God have pity on me.
教导我学习谦卑。
Teach me to be humble.
怎么样会谦卑
？How can we be humble?
你不要把荣耀归你自己。
Do not give glory to yourself.
要把荣耀归给上。
Give glory to God.
要把荣耀归给上。
Give glory to God.
从那个时候，我学习了一件事情。
From that time on, I learned a thing.
耳朵向称赞的话死了。
And also you are dead with the ears who praises to you.
那是称赞你的人。
Those who people who praise you.
每次他们称赞你的时候。
Every time when they praise you.
你心里知道。
You know?
耶和华配得荣耀。耶和华配得荣耀。不是我。不是我。荣耀归于上帝。
Only Jehovah is worthy of the glory, not me.
后来上帝一直用我。
Later on, God used me.
聚会越来越大。
Then bigger meetings.
我二十多岁的时候。
When I was more than 20,
就可以对两万人讲道。
I can preach to 20,000 people.
但我心里不敢骄傲。
But I cannot be proud.
因为我心里想，如果上帝要给三万、两万，算什么？
If God want to give me 30,000, what's 20,000?
这个算什么？
What's 20,000?
可能上帝要做更大的工作，还没有达到，现在一骄傲就停了。
Maybe God want to do a greater work, but because you're proud, you stop here.
继续不断在神面前。
So continue before God.
求主带领我。
I pray that God guide me.
后来我发现。我一定要常常提醒自己。
Later on, I discovered I must continue to remind myself.
每次聚会好到一个地步的时候。
Every time when the meeting is good,
真是感谢主。
I praise God.
马上，我结束以前，我要唱荣耀归主名，荣耀归主。
Every time when I conclude the meeting, I say glory be to God. I say that.
里面可能试探就来了。
Because there's a temptation that comes to you.
撒旦就来了。
Satan will come.
我如果一不小心，我就跌倒。
If I'm not careful, I'll fall.
所以我清楚知道，侍奉是征战。
So very clearly, I know the ministry is a warfare.
侍奉的失败是自我堕落、自我轻看的开始。
The failure of ministry is where it begins with self pride and self esteem.
侍奉的成功
and the success of
更是堕落的开始。
And all the more is the beginning of your failure.
这很危险。
That's danger.
所以继续不断提醒自己，荣耀归主，归主不是归给我。
Continue, I remind myself that I give glory to God, not myself.
荣耀归主。
Give glory to God.
一个谦卑的人
，a one who is humble，
他继续不断一生一世。把荣耀归给主。
In his whole life, he'll give glory to God.
不是归给他。
Not to himself.
这才是谦卑的。
That's called humility.
最后一样。
The last.
一个谦卑的人。
A one is humble.
甘心舍己牺牲为成全别人的人。
Willingly to renounce himself, sacrifice himself to accomplish others.
每一次你的侍奉。
Every time your ministry.
有牺牲的精神在里面。
With a spirit of sacrificing.
不以自己的得失为前提。
Do not set the premise of your own self gain.
不以生死为你的顾虑。
And also do not be worried about life and death.
你以神的荣耀。
But God's glory.
教会的益处。
The benefit of the church.
别人灵性的需要。
And the need of others.
别人设计的需要。
And the conquering of others.
认为有机会把自己舍去牺牲是一个特权。
That you have a privilege to sacrifice yourself.
这样的人叫做。
That's called a humble man.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你不要看自己过于看看。
Do not look at yourself more highly than you do.
照着上帝所赐给个人信心的大小，看自己看得合乎中。
But according to the measure of faith given to you by God, you want to judge yourself soberly.
今天我们讲到有关于谦卑的事情。
About humility.
不看自己贵属
的。Do not deem yourself more highly than you ought to.
我再把这些重点从头再提醒。
I'll repeat all these important points one more time.
谦卑的人
，one is humble，
是永无止息对真理的追求。
Unceasingly he pursues for truth.
一个谦卑的人
，one is humble，
是靠着神的引导，继续不断看到自己的不够。
By the guidance of God, he sees that he is inadequate.
一个谦卑的人。
One is humble.
继续不断发现别人的长处。
Continue to discover others' goodness.
一个谦卑的人。
One is humble.
常常扶救卑微的人。
Oftentimes he accompanies to those who are lowly.
一个谦卑的人是继续不断把荣耀归给主。
One who is humble and unceasingly he gives glory to God.
一个谦卑的人是继续不断甘心舍己成全别人。
A one who is humble he wants to sacrifice himself to accomplish others.
这些的原则。
With this principle.
永永远远在我们左右。
Be lastingly surrounding us.
继续不断提醒我们。
Continue to remind us.
那你就可以得胜魔鬼的试探。
Then you will win over the temptation of Satan.
攻克己身叫身负我。
So you can conquer yourself, let yourself submit to yourself.
像保罗一样。
Like Paul said.
我不认为自己已经完全。
I do not feel that I'm perfect.
我不认为自己已经得着了。
I do not think that I acquired.
我乃是向着标杆直跑。
But to the goal I press forward.
我可以得出上帝从上面招我来得的奖赏。
So that I acquire God call me to get from the heaven.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
做一个不看自己，过于是单看 谦卑顺服圣灵。
To be one who is humble and obedient to God, do not give yourself more highly than you should.
愿主赐福我们。
May God bless us.
我们大家站起
来。Let us all rise.
我们大家再念第三节。
We have to read together verse 3 again.
念罗马书十二章第三节。
Standing to read verse 3.
一、二、三。
我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们恭敬上帝。
We understand.